Today's daf is Bava Basra Daf Lamed Dalet, and we are 9 lines from the bottom of Daf Lamed Gimel Omid Beis, Hahu De Omer Le Lechavre. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu Bnei Yisrael, Hanesunu Batzara Vashifya. Today's daf is also being learned as a schos Refuah Shalema for Menachem Moshe Ben Chava Hendel. So, we're moving along in the classic dafin of the beginning of Perek Cheskes Habatim. And as mentioned yesterday, today's daf lamed dalet, might be the daf with the hey hayadia. And as we're going to see, today's daf is miut hakamos, but it's roiv ha'echos. So really, if you want to go through the daf quickly on some level, it's one of the shortest dafin in Shas. Stating that, if you want to learn the daf correctly, it's one of the longest dafin in Shas. The daf is made up, as we'll see, of two sugyas. Amid Aleph is what's known as the sugya of Naske de Rababa. Amid Beis is what's known as the sugya of Hahu Arba. In the raid Be'ezus Hashem, we're going to see that the two sugyas are actually somewhat related. In fact, it could be, it's not a coincidence, that these two sugyas were juxtaposed here on the same daf. Either way, with that very, very short introduction, Zokta Heilige Gemara, Huda Amalei Lechavre, a person went over to his friend and he told him, my boy is Bahayara, what are you doing in this land? It belongs to me. So Reuven goes over to Shimon and he tells Shimon, this land belongs to me. What are you doing here? Amalei, so Shimon told Reuven, Minach Zavnis Va'achalti Yishnei Chazaka. It's true that it belonged to you, but right now it belongs to me because I bought it from you. Not just that, I already have lived here for 3 years. I have a cheskas gimel shanim, and as a result, I can prove that it belongs to me. So what did Reuven tell Shimon? Really? You have a cheskas gimel shanim? Bring Edom. I see chatzahada, the achla tlashni. So Shimon went hunting for Edom, and he was able to find only an Eid Echa. So an Eid Echa walked to Bezdin to support Shimon's claim that Shimon's been living on this property for 3 years. So the Rabbanon were a little bit confused as to how to go about this case. And they thought, Hainu Naska de Rababa, that this is a perfect comparable, it's a perfect sushtel to Naska de Rababa. So before we even see what the story of Naska de Rababa was, the Rashbam says that what was it that the Rabbanim were unsure about, that they felt that they needed to find a precedent in halacha, which was Naske de Rababa. So in the first pshat, the Rashbam says nothing. Meaning, really, they knew the halacha. What's the halacha? We're learning enough cheskes habatim to know that if you have only an eid echad that says that you had a cheskes gimel shanim, that's clearly not enough. And if that's the case, Reuven, as the marakama, is the one that's going to get back his property. Now, if you could go find another eid echad, beseder. But now, all you have is an eid echad. And really, the Chachamim didn't need Hainu Naske de Rababa. They didn't need any precedent in order to issue their psak because the psak was rather straightforward. But the Rashbam has a second shot, and that is that Enochinami, as it relates to who is going to be the rightful owner of this property, it was Pashit. And for that, we don't need a precedent, and we don't need a Hainu Naske de Rababa. The reason the Rabbanon were searching for some case law was because the Rabbanon were concerned with another point, and that is, if this person has been living on the field for the last 3 years, per the Eid Echad, but we're not giving him the field because he doesn't have two Eidim to say that he really had a Cheskas Gimel Shanim, so it's possible then that this one Eid Echad is working against him. And the reason is because this person now just presented an Eid Echad that is testifying that he ate the Peiris for 3 years of a field that doesn't belong to him. And the question is, how do we reckon with that Eid Echad? Now, you're going to say, I don't know, we're talking about the Neimaminis. I thought, lo yakum Eid Echad. An Eid Echad has no mokim when it comes to dinei mominus. That's true when it comes to being mechayev momin. But we know that although an eid echad can't be mechayev momin, but wherever two eidim would be able to be mechayev momin, an eid echad is mechayev shvur. It's what's known as shvur eid echad. It's one of the three examples of a shvur deiraisa, moide b'miktsas, shvur hashomrim, and shvur eid echad. So an eid echad is not nothing. So the Chachamim were looking at this case and they said, that's Pashat, that as it relates to the Ara, as it relates to the property, it's going to go to Reuven. Reuven's the Marukama. Shimon has an Eid Echad that said he's been living there for 3 years. An Eid Echad is not enough to establish a Chazak. You need two Eidim. Thus, Reuven's going to get back the property. However, from the standpoint of the Peiros, the Rabbanon said that if there's an Eid Echad that says that this person has been eating Peiros for the last 3 years, it could be this person now is going to have some chiyuv to give back the peiros to the rightful owner. In other words, Shimon is going to have some chiyuv tashlumin on the peiros. Now, all there is an eid echad, not two eidim. Okay, but an eid echad is mechayev shvuah. So maybe there's some form of shvuah that Shimon will have to swear, or else. And or else being, he's going to have to now go and make payments for the peiros that it is that he ate. The Rabbanon were a little bit unsure how to tackle this question, and it's for that reason they said, "Hainu Naskid Rabab." So what's this infamous Naskid Rabab? There was a person, the Chotaf Naska Mechavre, he stole a Naska from his friend. So what's a Naska? A Naska is a piece of metal, Rashi says, not just any metal, but silver. The point is, there was some precious metal, some bar of sorts, that was chapped from one person, meaning there was a gavra that chapped a naska. Also, the kami de Rav Ami, and this person went running to Rav Ami, and he told Rav Ami, who was one of the big moirei hayra, that you know somebody chapped my naska. Have a Yosef Rav Abba kamei. Rav Abba happened to have been sitting there. Now, while this was all happening, I see chatzahada the micht of chatfa mine. This person that was screaming that this gavra just chapped my naska was able to produce an eid echad that said that this in fact happened. So you have a person who's in Rav Ami's court, Rav Abba's sitting there, and he claims that somebody chapped a naska from me. And not just that, he has an eid echad that supports his claim. Omar Lei, so the chaytev, this chaptsim guy, said, it's true, by the way, in chatfi, I really chapped this naska, abavididi chatfi, what I took belonged to me. Omar Rav Ami said, heichin nidainua daini lahaydina. How exactly should we go about paskining this shaila? In other words, Rav Ami was looking at the case, and he said, I'm not 100% sure how to go about this. Now, there's a Rashbam on these words, Heichali dainua daini lahaydina, and I think it's kedai to speak out this Rashbam. So the Rashbam says as follows, that had there been two Eidim that said that we saw this gavra go chap the naska, then it's pashat, this person would have to pay. And he wouldn't be believed to say, in chatvi vididi chatvi, because you're not neman to say that, keneged Eidim. If there was no Eidim at all that would have seen this, then it's pashit that the person would be believed to say, in chatfi vididi chatfi. And the reason is, says the Rashbam, because there's no Eidim that saw him even chap it. It's my word against your word. I could say, loy hoyu dvar meyolam. From the fact that I said, in chatfi, I'm believed with a migu that I could have said, loy chatafti, to say, didi chatfi. So if there were no Eidim at all, for sure he would be believed. If he would have said loy chotafti when the eid echad said chotafta, it would also be pashin. He would have to swear shvur deiris. That is your classic shvur eid echad. What happened, however, was there was an eid echad, not two eidim and not no eidim. Additionally, he's not being makhish what it is that the Eid Echad said. He's agreeing to everything that the Eid Echad is saying. He's just saying, Eid Echad, you're missing a piece of information. In Chatfi, it's true that I chap. However, vididi chatfi. So again, if there were two Eidim saying that he chap, he'd for sure have to pay. If there were no Eidim saying that he chap, he would for sure be potter. Now that there's an Eid Echad, if he was being makhish what the Eid Echad said, he would for sure be chayev shvur deiraisa. However, there aren't two Eidim, there aren't no Eidim, there is an Eid Echad, and he's not being makhish what the Eid Echad is saying. So it doesn't fit neatly into any of the very, very wide boxes axes that govern and underpin the entirety of the Bavas. So it's for that reason Rav Ami said, Heichi nidai dua daini lahaidina. And the Gemara explains a little bit. L'shalem, should he pay like a terei sa'adi? You don't have the two eidim, like we just said. Lifterei, should we say he's potter, he should be off the hook? There's an Eidechad. I mean, if there was no Eidim, that would be fine. But once there's an Eidechad, at that point, he is not going to be believed, and he can't simply be let off the hook. Lishtaba, should he swear? Ha'amar michtav chatfa. He can't swear. And the reason he can't swear is because if he was being makrish what the Eidechad said, meaning, the Eidechad says, you chapped, and I say, I didn't chap, so the Eidechad has a koyach to be mechayef me to now swear that what the Eidechad is saying is not emes. But I'm not denying what the Eidechad said. All the Eidechad is saying is that you chapped. The Eidechad doesn't know whether it's mine or not mine, he just knows that there was a chaptim over here. I'm agreeing with what he said. So, what, I should swear that I chapped? I already said that I chapped. If I said loy chatafti, okay, so for that it would pass shvua. But ha'amar michtav chatfa, and being that he said michtav chatfa, it doesn't pass anymore for me to swear. Now, the Gemara adds one line here. You ready? The kivan da amar the chatfa, being that he said I chapped, have a like a gazlin. He's a gazlin, and a gazlin is not able to swear. Now, we just explained the Gemara up until the word v'kivan, the way the Rashbam really explains the Gemara, which is pretty clear, right? You can't be mechayev him to pay because you don't have to weigh him. You can't pater him because there's an Eidechad. And you can't make him swear because he's agreeing with what the Eidechad said. All the Eidechad is saying is that he chapped, and he's saying, yes, I know I chapped. So it doesn't really pass the shvua. To say, in chatvi v'didi chatvi, that would be a good shvua if the Eidechad was saying that you stole his thing, not your thing, now you want to go kineged the Eidechad, since we're in chatvi v'didi chatvi. But that's not what he's saying. So if that's not what he's saying, then he can't swear. So what do you need these extra words? V'kivan do'amar d'chatva havali kegazan. So the truth is that there are rishonim, uberoshim derif, that are not going to those words of the Gemara. And because they're not good as those words of the Gemara, so the kasha is not a kasha. If those words are not here, then it's not a problem. And a chinami, everything stops before the words v'kivan. But it's mavur that most of the Rishonim did have the gersa. The Rashbam clearly had the gersa. If you look in Rabbeinu Gershom, he clearly had the gersa. The Mordechai has a whole arichos to explain this gersa, so it's very obvious that he had the gersa. Tosfos in Shavuos Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis had the gersa. Tosfos on Daf Lamed Daled Amud Beis had the gersa. So most of the Rishonim did have the gersa. And the question is, what are those words? V'kivan da'amar d'chatva havalei kegazlin, coming to be moisef. One mahalach in the Rishonim is that it's coming to be moisef that even though he can't swear shvur de'raisa that he didn't chap because he's saying that he really did chap, he's agreeing with what the Eidechad said, but maybe he should have to swear a shvur de'rabbanon, a shvur's heses, so to speak, that didi chatvi. And maybe that would be the appropriate way to go about it. And it's for that the Gemara is saying that once he's moida that he chapped, and there's an Eid Echad that's saying that he chapped, at that point, havalik a gazlin, we see him up as a gazlin, and a gazlin is pasul l'shvua, and it's for that reason this person's also going to be pasul l'shvua. He won't be able to say didi chatvi. We're going to go weiter now, but it's just kedai to highlight that this line right here, v'kivan da'amar d'chatva havalik a gazlin, is maybe the hardest line in the sugya to try to figure out, number one, what the words mean, why we even need those words. And this is something that the Rishonim and Kamuvin, the Rosh Hashivas, are very, very mayrichim when they give shir to try to explain what this line means. But the bottom line is, Rav Ami wasn't 100% sure how to go about this. Amar Rav Abba, so we said Rav Abba was sitting there, and he said that, I'll tell you the way I see it. Havi mechuyev shvur. I think that this person, be'etzim, is a mechuyev shvur. Why is he a mechuyev shvur? Because he's an Eid Echad, and you can't ignore the Eid Echad. The Eid Echad is mechayev shvur. Narva, she'inu yachal ishava. He can't swear. Why can't he swear? Number one, because he's being moida that he was chatva. Number two, these vague words from the Gemara, the Kivan Dama Chatva, Havalik Gaslin. But the point is, he's a Mechuyev Shvur, she'inu yachal ishava. V'chola Mechuyev Shvur, she'inu yachal ishava. Meshalim, anytime a person's Mechuyev Shvur, and he's ain't a yachal ishava, so the halach is Meshalim, he has to pay. So Rav Abba said, you want to know what the halach is? You, the Chaytev, have to give back the Naska. I have to give back the Naska. Why well, I have to give back the Naska? You don't have two Eidim. Two Eidim are Mechayiv Momen. Since when is an Eid Echad Mechayiv Momen? Oh, this is Rav Abba's Chiddush. Rav Abba said that it's true, an Eid Echad can't be Mechayiv Momen. Eid Echad could be Mechayiv Shvur. And if a person's chayav shvua and he's eino yochel yishava, the halach is mishalim. So the reason you're chayav now to pay is because you're an eino yochel yishava, and this is enochinami yahechetimtza, where you have an eid echad that is being mechayav mamin. It's what's known as naski derababa. So we just mentioned the story of Naska the Rababa, which, by the way, the reason it's called Naska the Rababa is not because the Naska belonged to Rababa. Rababa wasn't the one that chapped the Naska. Rababa isn't even the one that the Shaila of Naska the Rababa was presented to. He happened to have been in the right place at the right time. Rababa was sitting next to Rav Ami when this Shaila was brought to Rav Ami. Rav Abba was the one who issued the psak, and it goes down in yeshiva lore as the Naska the Rababa. Now, what does it have to do with our story? So, coming back to the Rashbam that we prefaced the sugi with, somebody went over to his friend and he told him, "My boy is Bahayara." So he told him, "Used to be yours, but minoch zovinta v'achalti yishnei chazak. I bought it from you, and I already have a cheskas gimel shadim." He says, "Bring edim," and he was able to bring an ed echad. And the chachamim got a little bit unsure what to do. Now with the Ara, that's easy. That for sure goes to Reuven. That for sure goes to the Marakama. But what do we do about the Paris? Because l'maisa, this person had been living in this field for the last 3 years, per the ed echad, who's not enough to actually give him the field. If that's the case, who really owns the field? Reuven owns the field, and we have an Eid Echad that says that Shimon's been eating the peiris of Reuven for the last 3 years. Is that Mechayev Shimon anything? Says the Gemara, Sovra Bona Kameda Baila Meimar Hainu Naske de Rababa. Because what you have over here is an Eid Echad that is saying that yes, Shimon, you ate Reuven's peiris. What's Shimon telling the Eid Echad? In Chatfi, it's true, I ate these peiros. He's not denying what the Eid Echad is saying. However, he's saying that those peiros that he ate really belong to him, because he's claiming minach zavnis. Now, he has no edim to prove minach zavnis, but al kaponim, he's not being makhish the Eid Echad head on. What he's telling him is, yeah, it's true, but whatever I ate really belonged to me. Hainu mamish naske der ababa. You have an Eid Echad that's being mechayiv mamon. The person can't swear. Why not? Because he's being moider to what it is the Eid Echad said. And v'kibon damarchot v'havali kagazim, we throw that into the mix as well. So what is he? He's a mechuyev shfua she'ena yochel yishava, v'chola mechuyev shfua she'ena yochel yishava mesham. So this is what the Rabbanon told Abayah. Amalei Abayah, Abayah told him, "Yidami, it's not a tzushtel." He said, "Hasam over there, sahada lo'iruye ka'asi." Over there, meaning by naske the Rabbah, the Eid Echad that came and said that, yeah, this person chapped the naska. He was coming to do what? He was coming to incriminate this person, the chaper. In fact, ki osi achrina bahadei, what would be if another Eid Echad would come afterwards? And he would support what it is that this person said. Mafkina minei, then you would say you have to aid him, and for sure he would be chayiv. Hoch, however, in our case, lisiyuye kosi, the Eid Echad that came to support Shimon's claim that he ate the Paris for the last 3 years. Why was he coming? He was coming to say that Shimon's chayiv mamon? No, he was coming to say that the field belongs to Shimon. He was coming to say that Shimon has a chazaka. In fact, ki osa achrina, what would be if another Eid Echad would come? Then not only would he not have to pay the payers, he would even get the karka. And if that's the case, zokta bayo asvara. This that Rab Abba said that the Eid Echad is mechayiv shvua, and he's a mechuyev shvua she'ini yochel yishav, avichol a mechuyev shvua she'ini yochel yishav v'mashalim. That's if the Eid Echad is coming le'oiruye. The Eid Echad is coming to make it harb. The Eid Echad is coming to be mechayev. Where if another Eid Echad would be mitzurif to this Eid Echad, there would be a regular chiyev mamon. Then we say this Eid Echad, although be'etzim he's not able to be mechayev mamon, but being that if another Eid Echad would come, he would be mechayev mamon. At the very least, he's able to be a mechuyev shvua she'ini yochel yishava, where the halach is mishalim. As opposed to in our case, where the Eid Echad is not coming l'oiruye, but rather the Eid Echad is coming l'siyuye. And if another Eid Echad would come, this person would have no chiyev. Where if the Eid Echad, when he was mitzurif with another Eid Echad, would not be mechayev mamon, then says Abayah, that Eid Echad himself can't be mechayev mamon, al yedei the chiddush of Rab Abba, that mechuyev shvua she'ini yochel yishava is mishalim. So although the tzushtal is a very, very good tzushtal, but from a high level, it's actually not such a good tzushtal, because there's a fundamental difference. In one case, deir echad is le'iruye, in the other case, deir echad is le'siyuye. When deir echad is le'iruye, that means if there was another deir echad, you would be able to be mechayiv moment. So then we say, even b'toyre seir echad, you could be mechayiv moment, albeit in the situation where you're a mechuyiv tshvush in yachad l'shava. But deir echad that's le'siyuye, if he was mitzorif with another deir echad, he wouldn't be mechayiv moment. Then he can't be mechayiv moment, even b'toyre seir echad, even b'toyre seir says the Gemara. Elo, however, Abaye continued. He said, "Idam yahad Rab Abba. If you wanted to shtel tzu Rab Abba's halacha in his story to a cheskas abatim case, it's not this case. It would have to be a different case. L'chad sahado uletartishni ulaperi. What would be if there was a dispute between two people as it relates to who owns this property, and then Shimon, our machzik, would go and he would bring an eid echad that said that he had been living there not for 3 years, for 2 years. So number one, he had an eid echad, not two eidim, and not just that, even the eid echad was only able to prove 2/3 of the story. He was able to prove he's been there for 2 years, but he wasn't able to prove that he's been there for 3 years. In that case, if another eid echad would come, it wouldn't give him the ara. So that eid echad is not l'siyuye. That eid echad is 100% l'iruye. Now, it's true, if you can get maybe an eid echad that would say he was there for the third year, and another eid echad that says he was there for a third year, mahaltof and veig, you're 2/3 there if you have eidim that say you were there for 2 out of the 3 years. But being that this eid echad right now is actually not getting you the ara, and if another eid echad would come, you would not get the ara. So therefore, that is a situation where the eid echad himself is not coming, because he's only being made on 2 years, he's not being made on 3 years. There, enochinami, you would invoke Rab Abba's halacha that have a mechuyev shvua she'ena yachal l'shava v'chala mechuyev shvua she'ena yachal l'shava mishalem ad kan. The first part of today's daf, ad kan the sugya of Naske de Rab Abba and Hadron Aloch Naske de Rab Abba in the raid. Says the Gemara, a very short amid base. Who arba? There was a ship. Rashi says an arba is a sfino shebenar, and it was at sea. David mitzvah alav betrayed. Two people were fighting over it. Hay omer didihi, v'hay omer didihi. One person, Reuven, said it belongs to me. Shimon, the other person said, no, it doesn't belong to you. It belongs to me. Now, just to hit the pause button for 1 second. What's the halacha in a situation like this? We have two people fighting over a sfino shebenar. Each person is claiming that it belongs to him, and no one has a raya better than the other guy. The halacha is Kol the Olam Gavar. Now the truth is, the sugi of Kol the Olam Gavar is Bava Basra Daflam Adal Amabez. The Gemara, however, doesn't really utter the words of Kol the Olam Gavar. It does on the bottom of the Yomit, after the two dots, which we're going to see tomorrow. Ze Oymer Shalavoisei, Ve Ze Oymer Shalavoisei. Two people are fighting over a piece of property. Amar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, Kol the Olam Gavar. But really, the same halacha of Ze Oymer Shalavoisei, Ve Ze Oymer Shalavoisei by Karka is true regarding Hahu Arba, which was a sfino shebenar. The point is that if you have a suffix regarding karkar, or something like a sfina, the halacha is, when you have a suffix mamin, you say, kol da olam gavar. Now, why do you say kol da olam gavar? Why don't you say yachloiku? Why don't you say yehemuna chachayava eliyo? Right, there's a whole bunch of different possibilities that you could say when it comes to a suffix mamin. So that's Taisus Kashan, Bava Matsya Daf Beza Medalev. It's Taisus Kashan, Daf Lama Dalet Amid Beis, right here. And this will be the topic of the raid. But for now, Hahu Arva, Sofik, Hayom Adidihi, Vayom Adidihi, the halacha was Kol Dalem Gavar. Now, what does Kol Dalem Gavar mean? Again, more the topic of tomorrow's daf. But what does Kol Dalem Gavar mean? The Rashbam says, Bein Berayos, Bein Bekoyach. Literally, let the bigger man win. So it doesn't matter if you're bigger because you're physically bigger and you're stronger, or because you're a bigger London and you have a better lawyer and you're able to come up with better ayahs. But at the end of the day, the din of this arba was called Olam Gavar. Either way, Asa Chad Minayda Bedina, one of these two people, either Reuven or Shimon, went to Besdin. V'amar, and he said, will you do me a favor? Tifsua Adamaisina. You know, I know right now it's in a state of Kol Dalem Gavar. And the truth is, I'm the weak link in this story. And as a result, I know this person that I'm going up against, he's going to end up getting the Sfina. But I want you to know, I have a Raya, I have Eidim, I have something that's going to be able to prove that this really belongs to me. But Bizen Krechmer, I'm afraid I'm going to lose it, right? So he went to Bez and he said, Bez, and do me a favor. Tifsua, chapun the Sfina, Adamaisina Sadi, didihi. Until I bring Eidim that really belongs to me. So the question was, tafsina or lay tafsina? What's the halacha? Will we do this or will we not do this? Now the Rashbam speaks out right now, and it's really the segue of the Gemara that we're going to learn. What's the shaila? Would Bezdin hold on to it or not hold on to it? Meaning, Bezdin, will you please just chapon for a couple of days until I bring my raya? I don't know. It sounds like a reasonable thing to do. So the Rashbam says that really the shaila is, what happens once Bezdin is tafse, and this person is not able to bring Edim or any good raya that it really belongs to him? Will Bezdin be able to put it back into the state of Kol De'olam Gavar, or will they not be able to put it back into the state of Kol De'olam Gavar? If they'll put it back into the state of Kol De'olam Gavar, then there's no reason for Bezdin not to hold on to it. However, in the event that that's not something that you're going to be able to do, so then Bezdin won't hold on to it in the first place. Let's just see the Rashbam inside. Dibra maskel tafsina no loy tafsina. Mi leima de tafsila Bezdin. Do we say Bezdin will hold it? Do'i loy mashkech sadi hadrina numafkina lakadame ikar. Because if he's not going to be able to prove anything, so we'll just reinstate it to where it was. For lehivset balas svina betfis. His best in club. So the real owner of the Sfina, whoever he is not going to end up losing anything. Or maybe, because we're concerned that maybe he's not going to find Edim. And the halach is that once Bezdin holds on to it, Bezdin has no right to release it again. And if that's the case, so what's going to emerge is that the Bala Sfina is going to lose out. Because had we just left it there, Dumahavi Olim Vigovar Balasvina. Maybe the real Balasvina would have been the Olim and the Govar. Came nearly Tamashailo. The Rashbam says this is the way I think you're supposed to understand the Gemara. But either way, that's what happened. One of the two Chevru went, told Bezdin, will you please hold on to it? And there was a big shaila. Would Bezdin do it or Bezdin not do it? And again, the way the Rashbam explains the shaila, what's a Talian? In the event this person can't prove that it was his, does Bezdin have a right to reinstate Kol De'olam Gavar or not? If they do, so then there's no harm by holding on to it. The Olam is anyways going to end up getting it. But if not, not. Says the Gemara, what was the bottom line? Rav Huna Amar Tafsina. Rav Huna said Bezdin can chap it. Rav Yehuda Amar Loi Tafsina. Rav Yehuda holds Loi Tafsina. Bezdin cannot chap it. And the way the Rashbam explains it, Rav Huna holds Tafsina because Rav Huna holds Mafkinon. So that, big deal, if it ends up not playing out, so you'll be back in the same place you are anyways. Rav Yehuda holds loy tafsinan, and the reason is because Rav Yehuda holds loy mafkinan, and being that loy mafkinan and melo loy tafsinan, the Gemara says azal v'le ashkech sadi. This story played itself out, right? This was a real story. Ahu arba yen shif. Either way, so this person went and he couldn't find any edim. Amaluhu. So he went, this person, he's calling the shots, by the way. I like it how he's telling Bezdin what to do. So he goes and he tells the dayanim, no, I couldn't. Right, first he said Tifsua, then he said Afkua. Like, who's supposed to be answering to who? But either way, so he goes and he says, yeah, no problem. Release the ship and let the halacha be called Dalam Gavar. It's a great salam then. So the Gemara says, Mafkinon, Loi Mafkinon. What is the halacha? So Rabbi Yehuda Amar. Rabbi Yehuda said, Loi Mafkinon. Notice Rabbi Yehuda was the one who said earlier, Loi Tafsinon. Rapapa Amar. Here it's Rapapa. Earlier was Rafuna. Said Mafkinon. And what's the halacha? The Hilcha Loi Tafsinon. The halach is that Bezdin will not take it, ve'hecha the tafas, and if Bezdin ended up taking it, loy mafkino, which is precisely why the halach is loy tafsinon, the way the Rashbam explained the Gemara, and Ad Kan, the second part of the daf, which is the sugya, and the story, and the episode of Hahu Arba. Either way, first part of the daf was Naske de Rababa, the second part of the daf was Ahu Arba. We might have skipped a few Rashbams and a few Tosfoses, but we do what we do. Either way, Tosfos on Daf Lamed Daled Amud Beis asks a very famous kasha. Tosfos asks this kasha also in Mesechtes Bava Metzia Daf Beis Amud Aleph, and that is the halacha of Hahu Arba is Kol De'olam Gavar. The next Gemara that we're going to start tomorrow's daf with, that we mentioned briefly, Zeh oy mishal avoysay, v'zeh oy mishal avoysay, Amar Rav Nachman, kol de'olam gavar. Freik toisviz, maishna mishnayim oichsen betalas, da'oma bereish bov metziya diachloiko. Why is it that as it relates to the ship that two people were fighting over, hay omar didi, v'hay omar didi, the halacha is kol de'olam gavar. So Frank Toysfis, my shna, hahu arba, the aloch is called the olam gavar, and shnai moichsim betalis, the aloch is yachloiku b'shvua. The truth is that this kasha is appreciated a little bit more in the context and in the spirit of the beginning of Bava Metziah. Because when you start learning Bava Metziah, so the Gemara brings the first halach of the Mishnah, Shnai Moichsim Betalis Yachloiku B'Shvua. And the Gemara says, why is this different than Chenveni Alpin Kosoi? And why is this different than Sumchis and the Chachamim? And why is this different than the Mona Shlishi? Right? The Gemara goes through all the different cases we have Sveikis and Shas, and the Gemara tries understanding Shnai Moichsim Betalis Yachloiku in light of different psakim that you find that Tanoim gave when it came to different cases of Sofik Mammon. Oh, but the Gemara from Bava Basra, Lamedal and Amid Beis, where Hahu Arba and Zeh Oimishal Avoisa, Vizeh Oimishal Avoisa, the Alocha was called Olam Gava, and for that the Rishonim already had to ask the Kasha. And it's Toysfus, his Kasha, Maishna Mishnai Moichsam Batalis, the Oma Bereish Bava Metzia Yachloiku, says Toysfus, I'm reading it inside. Umefarish Rabbeinu Tan, the Oichsin Shiny. Oichsin is different. You want to know why by Shnai Moichsin Metalis Daloch is Yachloiku? As opposed to Hahu Arba and Zeoy Mishal Avoyse Vesoy Mishal Avoyse Daloch is called the Olam Gover? Because by Shnai Moichsin Metalis, each person that's saying Didihi is holding on to the palace. As opposed to the Hahu Arba, the ship was A, big, and B, it was at sea. It was a Sfinu Shebenar. Zeoy Mishal Avoyse Vesoy Mishal Avoyse, you're dealing with Karka. Karka, you can't physically be holding on to Karka. So said Rabbeinu Tam, the schlissel to understanding why Shnai Moichsin Vitalis is Yachloiku and Ahu Arba and Zoy Mishal Avoysa Vizem Mishal Avoysa is called Olam Gavar is in the Metzias. Because Shnai Moichsin Vitalis, they're Oichsin, they're physically holding on to it. As opposed to by the ship and the Karka, nobody's holding on to it. So says Rabbeinu Tam, the Kivan Sheshnei Muchzokim, being that the two people are holding on to it, Ein Lonu Lahaniach Sheyigzola Echel Bechaveroi. We can't allow one person, the stronger person, to walk away with it. You know why? Because that person is going to be a goslin. He's going to be a goslin because he's taking away half of this thing that really doesn't belong to him. The chashev, because when we see two people holding on to something, we see it ki'ilu anu yoidim she'esh l'shneim chelek ba. It's as if we know for a fact that each one of these two people own what they're holding on to. Shekol dover yesh lahamid becheskes mishu biyada. Because says Rabbeinu Tam, any time you see somebody holding on to something, you have to assume that that thing belongs to him. Kedam rinan, says Rabbeinu Tam, you know how I know that? Omer Aleph, Naske de Rababo. I know that from Naske de Rababo. What do I see in Naske de Rababo? The Afa Gafta Omer Didi Chatvi. Even though the person that Chab said that what I Chab belonged to me, Chashvin on Le Gazlin, we consider him a Gazlin. The Chayev L'Shalem, and we made him pay Ki Elohu Boru Shahisa Naske Shalayisai Shahayim Muchsikba, as if it belonged to that person that it was Muchsik from. So says Rabbeinu Tam, you want to know why Shnai Moichsin Batalis is Yachloiku, and Ahu Abbe Zemishal Avoysa is called Olam Gomer, Oichsin Shaini. What do you mean, oichsin shiny? If two people are holding on to a talis, it's chashiv kilu anu yoidim sheyesh l'shneim chelikva. It's as if we know for a fact he owns half and he owns half. So if you're going to go now and you're going to say, kol dolem gavar, so this olam is going to end up being a gaslin because he's going to take what for sure belongs to somebody else. Now, Zestai says, how do I know that if two people are holding on to something, it's for sure that it belongs to those two people? Shekol dover yesh lahamid becheskes mishu biyadai kedam rinan gabi nasked rababa. I know it from nasked rababa. From nasked rababa, I know this inyan that if someone is muchzik in something, I know for sure that this thing belongs to him. The emesis, this toisus at first glance, is tzorich bir gadol. Taisus is saying a pashtavart. Taisus is saying that you want to know the difference between Shnai Moichsin Metalis and Hahu Arba? Shnai Moichsin Metalis, there were Oichsin. By Hahu Arba, there were no Oichsin. And Oichsin Shani, and it's for that reason there, I see it as if this Oichis owns half and this Oichis owns half. So if I'm going to say called Olam Gavar, I'm setting up somebody now, the Olam, to be a Gazan, as opposed to by the Arba, where no one is Oichis, and because no one is Oichis, so let the Olam win and make a tasty. The Olam is a Gazlan at all. Oichsin shiny and predicated on Muchzik, right? Like Rabbeinu Tam explained, Because if you see somebody holding on to something, Yesh lahamid b'cheskes mishu b'yad. But Rabbeinu Tam felt that he needed a raya to say his teretz. He couldn't just say his teretz. He couldn't just say, oich sin shiny, there's something called mochsik. He needed more than that. So said Rabbeinu Tam, you know I know what I'm saying is right. K'damrin gabi naskid rababa. I know it from naskid rababa. So two questions. Number one, what did Rabbeinu Tam feel was lacking in what he said that he needed to bring a raya? And two, if Rabbeinu Tam felt that he needed a raya, what's the raya from Naskid Rababa? Where do you see anything in Naskid Rababa as it relates to understanding Muchsik? The fact that there's something called Muchsik, the fact that there's an idea Zed Klal Godol Bedin, Hamoitzi Mechaveri Olav Araya, the fact that there's something called Chazaka Kol Masha Tachas Yad Adam Hare Elu Shaloi, the fact that there's an Indian of Anansa Hadi, the Maida Tafas Hadi Day, or Maida Tafas Hadi Day, that's universally accepted. That's someone who spent 5 minutes in Yeshiva knows. That everybody knows. That's poshit. For that, you don't need Naskid Rababa. That's Kuli Alma Yoidin. That is a concept called Muchsik. And that Oichsen Shiny, of course Oichsen Shiny. Ein Hochen Ben Momen Acher Aroid, Bari Veshevala, Bari Yadav, Migul Hoitzi Loi. I mean, everybody knows Oichsen Shiny. To tell me Oichsen Shiny, you need to come on to a Naske de Rababa? Oichsen Shiny, because there's something called Muchsik. And Muchsik means that if you're holding it, then there's some sort of chazaka, there's some sort of anansadi that it belongs to you. But Tosfos wasn't to freedom with Shas. Tosfos didn't say, Kidam Rinam b'Shas, Kidam Rinam b'Kula Talmuda. Tosfos said, Kidam Rinam b'Naske de Rababa. That means there's something about Muchsik that we know of in Kala Torah Kula, that's lacking in order for Rabbeinu Tam to say his teretz of Oichsen Shiny. Opposite Rabbeinu Tam, I have a mocker. I have one sugi in Shas where that thing that's lacking is not lacking. And you know what that sugi is? It's Naskid Rababa. So Zokt Rabbeinu Tam, Kidamrinon Gabi Naskid Rababa. And the question is, what's lacking in all the sugis of Muchsik that Tosfos feels that I can't just say Oichsen Shiny? And what do I see in Naskid Rababa that I don't see in all those sugyas that, now that I have Naskid Rababa, now already I'm able to say what I want to say. It's kedai to mention that Tosfos in Bava Metzia, Daf Beis Amud Aleph, where he says Oichsen Shiny, does not say Kidamrin and Gabi Naskid Rababa. Stating that the Rosh, right in the beginning of Shnayim Oichsen, where the Rosh also discusses this kasha, he does say Kidamrin and Gabi Naskid Rababa. The whole Dovashon Uroya Biad Adam Chashvina Leishu Shaloi, Afa Pisha Acha Ma'ar Va'omer Shalihu, Kidamrin and Gabi Naskid Rababa. So it's Tosfos in Bava Basra Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. It's the Rosh Siman Aleph in Shnayim Oichsen Betalis. And again, the question is, what's missing from all the sugis of Muchsik that we're already familiar with? And if there is something missing, what do you see in Naskid Rab Abba that somehow makes that Chisaron Hol? So Rav Baruch Ber in Birchas Shmuel here in Masechtas Bava Basra Siman Lamed Hei says that the Bira Advarim is as follows. Tosfos is saying that the reason you can't say kol da olam gavar when it comes to shnayim oichsen metalis is because whoever's the olam is going to be a gazlan. The reason he's going to be a gazlan is because you're taking something out of somebody's hand, and that person who's holding that thing that he's holding is the owner of that thing. Says Rabbi Baruch Ber, that's only true if we steher that if someone's holding onto something, we know b'teres vadai that that thing belongs to him. If when you're holding something, there's a vados that that thing is yours, so then already it passes to say oichsen shiny, and I can't have a din called olam gavar because that olam is going to be a gazlan because he's taking something away from someone who owns that other thing. If, however, when someone's holding on to something, the halacha would be we give it to him. But we can't say that we know 100% beyond the reasonable doubt that that thing belongs to him. Then it wouldn't pass to say Oichsen Shani that the Olim in Kol Olim Gavar would be considered a gazlan. Because although it's true that if you're holding something, we're going to give it to you, but if it's not Beteres Vadai, it's a situation where we're not 100% sure, but being that you're holding on to it, memelo, there's achrois that are going to say that you're going to get it. That's not enough to say oich san shiny. It's not enough to say that the olim, that gavar, is going to be treated like a gazel. So says Reb Baruch Beh, that it's true in Kol HaTorah Kula Zeh Klal Gadol B'din HaMoitzi Mechaver Yol V'Raya. And there's different elements to it, many of which we've spoken about recently. Oiki Mamoy Nachezoke, the Sugi of Takfu Koyin, and Amach Lepar V'Chamar. This Chazoke Kol Masha Tachas Yad Odom HaReyu Shaloy, and Anza Hadi the Maida Tavas Haidi Dei, or Maida Tavas Haidi Dei, which works Peteris Undana, works Cheskes Minagoylam, it works in Svara. But at the end of the day, all those Cheskes Mamins are saying that Be'etzim, we're not sure who owns this. And being that we're not sure, we need to come up with a good idea. So what's the idea we're going to come up with? Leave the money where it is. Better. Chazok kol masha tachas yad adam harei elu shaloi. But these are all svaris and dinim and chazokis that are being machriya the suffix that's lefaneinu. Says Reb Baruch Beh, but then there's a concept in Muchsik that if you're holding on to something, it's not the pshat, I don't know who owns it, but because you're holding it, it's a memela, you have a chazok, and that's going to be machriya, the suffik, and we'll say that you're really the one that owns it. If you're holding on to something, why in the world would I ever think for a minute? Why would I have as I hear ben benoit shalir that it's not yours? And we the head that this belongs to you, not betayr suffik. We the head that this belongs to you, betayr as vaday. It's not a suffik if it's yours. It's vaday that it's yours. It's not the pshat, it's a suffik, but we're giving it to you because this is the way we're going to go about dealing with the suffik. It's better than that. It's terem yikre v'aniyene. Oidei medabre v'aniyeshma. Icher mishah sofik b'chlal. Before the sofik is able to be noilat, there's a chazoka that says, b'teres v'aday, that this thing belongs to him. So said Reb Baruch Beh, that Tosfos needed, Rabbi Nutam needed to say his var oichsam shayini, he needed that chazoka, Muchzik works b'teiras, we don't even hear up a suffix. That's what Rabbeinu Tam felt he needed. And he couldn't prove it from all the cases of Muchzik and Kol HaTorah Kulo. Because that Klal Gadol B'din HaMoitzi Mechaver Yol V'Raya means that if he's the Muchzik, you're the one that has to bring the Raya. Oh, but you can't tell me that it's Loi Nafka Michlal Suffix. Even Raiv, we know, the famous Tosfos Rosh that the Shita Mekubetzes brings in Bava Metzia Da Vava Mebeis, Michlal Sveika Loi Nafka, right? So it can't be Mafkia the suffix. And being that it's not Mafkia, the suffix, so the olim is lav dafka gazlin. If the olim is lav dafka gazlin, to say called olim gavra. If called olim gavra is a real thing by the Arab and by Zeh Mishal Avoy, so why shouldn't it be true by Shnai Meichsam Atalos? But Tosfos is saying that being that by Muchzik it's different. Muchzik, when I own it, I own it. But it's vada. It's not pshat. It's a suffix and the chazok and the Muchzik is my kriya the suffix. But we don't even see up a suffix. If we don't even see up a suffix, if you're gonna take what is not even questionable as mine that you're a prost the Gazan. So Bezin's going to go issue a psak where someone's going to be a Gazan. If there's a suffix and it's a shayla how to deal with the suffix, so good, cheskes mamin, but kol dalam gav is also a bona fide, reasonable way to deal with the suffix. So it wouldn't pass oichsin shiny. Oichsin shiny works, says Reb Baruch Beh, because we know b'teir is, there's no suffix. So if there's no suffix, what are you doing kol dalam gav? That makes no sense. We don't see suffix here. So what exactly do you want? You want kol dalam gav? Explain that, please. There's no suffix. We know you own half and you own half. If there's a suffix, but we're telling you, you keep half and you keep half within the world of suffix. Okay, so kol dalam gav is another way to go about suffix. Rabbeinu Tam is saying that there is no suffix. If there's no suffix, vos pas, bechlal kol dalam gav. But Tosfos only knew that cheskas mamin and muchzik comes before the suffix. It tells us that don't even clear and don't even not a suffix from one place in Shas. You know where? From Amud Aleph, from the other sugya. This is where the two sugyas come together. Shaneimo. He knew it from Naske de Rababa, which is fascinating because usually when you think of the sugya of Naske de Rababa, you think of it as a sugya of having Mechuyev Shvuah, She'eni Yochel Yishava, V'chola Mechuyev Shvuah, V'eni Yochel Yishava is Meshalim. But the truth is, you know what the real takeaway from Naske de Rababa is? It's Cheskes Mamon. Naske de Rababa is like Tokfu Kohen. It's Shnai Moichsam Atalas. In Naske de Rababa, you see a Neufach. You see something in Muchzik that Tosfos held you don't know from any other place in Shas. So here's the million-dollar question. Where do you see this in Naske de Rababa? Wo steht in Naske de Rababa that Muchzik is not a Sofik, but we go boss of the Cheskes Mamon. But Muchzik means that if you're holding on to something, but Teres Vade, we assume it's yours, we don't even clear a Sofik. And this is a mutcherai. Baruch Bochber says in Birch Shmuel, and he says that Baruch Hashem, he saw, he was mechavim to the Nesivas, that what was the case of Naskid Rababa? Somebody chapped a Naska Mechavre. And then an Eid Echad came and said that somebody chapped a Naska Mechavre. The person said, in chatvi, vididicha chatvi. Said Rababa, he's not chayv to pay, he can't be off the hook, he's a mechuyav shvuah, sheni yachal l'shava, and he made him pay. This person, the Eid Echad, that said that someone chapped a Naska, he obviously didn't know who owned this Naska. Because if he knew who owned this Naska, he would have told him, no, not didi chatvi, didi chotavta. And then he would have been chayv a regular shvuah deraisa. The Teretz said, Rabbi Ochber, he obviously didn't know. So if he didn't know, how does he have the ability to be mechayv a shvuah? What was your edus exactly? You walked into Bezdin and you said what? You walked into Bezdin and you said that you saw somebody chab somebody else's Naska. Okay? So what? That doesn't mean anything. You know if it was his? I have no idea. So how are you being mechayv shvuah? And if there were two edim, they would have been mechayv mamon. How could an echa be mechayv shvuah? How would the two edim be able to be mechayv mamon? They're missing basic information. The teretz of Rav Baruch Ben must be because if someone's holding on to something, it's vaday his. So when they were made that he chapped this item, it was bivaday as a gazlin. Oichs and shiny, it's yours 100%. Because if you don't know it 100%, and really it's a suffix, and you're coming to mitzad the chazaka, then Eirecha wouldn't be able to mechayev shvu, and then the Eidim wouldn't be able to mechayev mam. Baruch Ber can move and says a little bit more lamdish. Just gonna push the envelope one dot. And that is, says Baruch Ber, this that Eidim could be mechayev mam, that's if the Eidim 100% with their agadas Eidus are being mechayev the mam. But if the Eidim could only be mechayev mamin, but tziruf zeklal gadol b'din hamoitzim mechaveri all of a raya, then that's chaser in the al pishnai Eidim yakum davar. Meaning the Eidim are being made that this person stole. How did they know he stole? Because he chapped somebody's thing. How do you know that it belonged to that person? If the answer is, what do you mean, muchzik? Zeklal gadol b'din hamoitzim mechaveri all of a raya. That means the Eidim are only being mechayev but tziruf. With Zekal Godel B'din, Amoytze Mechavei, Oliver Raya. And that's a problem because the Edom have to be able to be Mechayiv on their own, not Betzir of Zekal Godel B'din, Amoytze Mechavei, Oliver Raya. The Teretz is that it's Betiras Vadai, that person, because that person was holding on to it. And that's where Toysfis said, Kidamrin and Gabi Naskid Rababa. So Enochinami, there's a Neufich, there's a Knech that you see by Naskid Rababa that you don't see. That you don't see from all the other cases of Muchzik and Chas. But this goes more. We have to go a tefach tifer. And that is as follows. So it sounds like the takeaway would be tucked away when we learned Tahu Arba, Amid Beis, from the Sugyan Amid Aleph, Naskid Rababa, that Muchzik is not the Pshat, is a Sofik, and Hamoitze Mechaveri Oliver Raya, that's the way we go about the Sofik. But if somebody's Muchzik, we ascertain and we say with 100% confidence that this thing belongs to him and we don't even hear a Sofik. The problem is, it's mavur that's not the case. So, what is it? Is it kedamrina gabi naskid rababa? Or is it not kedamrina gabi naskid rababa? So the way the Rosh Yeshiva is amagdir, it is very, very clear. And kulon ki ishechel b'levach would say the same thing. And that is, that it depends. And the whole, everything we've been learning for the last week is about to come together. You ready? It depends on whether there's a marakama, or whether there's no marakama. If there's a marakama, then by definition, we have a suffix. Meaning, if Reuven and Shimon are fighting over something, Reuven's the marakama, Shimon is the muchzik. Although Shimon is the muchzik, and right now Shimon's holding on to this item, you cannot tell me that I know beyond a reasonable doubt there's not even a suffix, it's potatoes vadeh, that if he's holding on to this thing, that this thing belongs to him. You know why you can't say that? Because there's a marakama, there's a clear other tzad. So when there's a marakama, although muchzik we know is other from marakama, but at the same time, the gedah advarim is that we have a suffix, and when there's no marakama, and there's no other tzad, and it's just a question of, I don't know who owns this because I just don't know anything, and I see this person has it right now, so then we don't say, oh, it's a suffix, and the chazoka is machriya that it belongs to this person. If I don't have another tzad, if I don't have a marakama, quote unquote, then we're going to say that potatoes vada, whoever's holding on to this thing right now, it belongs to him. Right? It makes perfect sense. If we know that this tie once belonged to Reuven, and now Shimon's walking around with this tie, and Reuven says, Shalavoisai, my Zaydis wore this tie. I'm telling you, this is my tie. And he can prove that he was the marakama. Okay, so the halacha Shimon's going to get the tie. Because chazoka kol masha tachas yadad marayu shaloi, and we're going to assume that he bought it from him, or whatever exactly happened. But the bottom line is, you can't tell me there's no suffix. About it is a suffix. As the marakam. But if a person walks into a chasen and he's wearing a tie, you're going to tell me, I know it's his tie because it's a suffix, and suffix mamin, we say mochzi. That's what Reb Baruch Ber is saying. That's when you see from Naske the Rababa that to the extent that there is no marakama, then it's going to be yours, Bateres Vade. So when there's a marakama, so then the way Cheskas Mamon works is suffix mita Cheskas Mamon, that's machriya. When there is no marakama, then it's not suffix with a Cheskas Mamon, that's machriya. Then Cheskas Mamon says that there's no reason to even down a suffix. It's Bateres Vade that it's going to belong to this person. And that was Naske the Rababa, right? Because by Naske the Rababa, there was no objective marakama. A guy went and he chapped a naska. That person who had previously owned the naska, who's the muchzik in this story, he wasn't contesting with another guy who was the marakama. So there was no marakama in the picture. Because there was no marakama in the picture, so that person is considered to be vadai the owner, and being that he's vadai the owner, there's no marakama. There's two people that walk in holding on to a talis. There's no marakama versus mochzik. It's just two people that are fighting about who's really the one that found this item. When there's no marakama, then oichsen shiny. Where there's no marakama, it's when there's a marakama, that's when things get a little bit different. And again, just to say this with another level of Havana, the way Reb Baruch Ber and the way the Gdolei Achronim are masvid this. And that is, let's look at it from the Cheskas Kolma perspective. I think it's kedah. If you have a suffix, is this mine or is this yours? Okay, you're the marakama, I'm the muchzik. Chazaka kol masha tachas yad adam. What's the svar of Chazaka kol masha tachas yad adam harei shaloi? So when we learned Hamach the Parva Chamar, we spoke of Rabbi Chanan, who's very mayrich in this, but all the Rishonim say this. It's based on a Chazaka of Achsuki inchi beganavi loy machzakinan. Right, you don't assume a person is a ganav. So you know the way you deherit? This is the way you deherit. I see something right now. I don't really know who owns it. I know he used to own it. I know he has it right now. Achsuki inchi beganavi loy machzakinan is machriya kilu that it belongs to this person. If there's no marakama and a person walks into a wedding wearing a tie, it's not the pshat. Oh, oh, it must be his. But it's only a achzuki. If you can come up with some hole in the achzuki, then maybe it's not going to belong to this. It's his because if you're wearing it, it's yours. You don't have to come on to achzuki inch beganavi loy mechsakina. I'll tell you an afkemino. And the Achreinim say this nafkemino. The Rosh Hashiva say this nafkemino. Hagoydra saying lehem chazaka. Right, we're about to learn the Gemara. Hagoydra is coming up in the next few days. In case you want a little bit of a 5-day forecast of what's coming. Hafladik. Fire mamash. Hagoydra saying lehem chazaka. What's the svar of Hagoydra saying lehem chazaka? Because you claim it's yours. Why? Because chazaka kol masha tachas yad adam areyu shaloi. What underpins chazaka kol masha tachas yad adam areyu shaloi? Achzuki inchi beganavi loy mechzakina. That doesn't work for goydus. Because goydus have a mind of their own. They wander, they meander, they drezach, they do what goats do. And as a result, it can end up in your property. You don't have the achzuki inchi beganavi loy mechzakina. Up is log in the Roshiv is up, Baruch Ber. What would be if there was no marakama? And I'm holding on to goydus. You pass by a farm and you see, driving down the nice country roads, and this goat drains in somebody's farm. So you're going to tell me, Hagoydra say lam chazaka? No, if there's no marakam on this goat, avada he's a muchzik. Because this din vadai of muchzik, of naskid rababa, that doesn't have to come on to. That doesn't need achzuki inchi beganavi loy mechzakin. And it's mine because it's mine because it's mine. And it's for that reason, in that case, it's poshit, even goydris are going to be yeshlam chazaka. So enachinami, sometimes muchzik, sometimes cheskas koma works within the world of safik. There's a safik and it's machriya safik. Sometimes muchzik and cheskas koma says that there is no safik. It's bateris vada yours. What does it depend on? Is there a marakama or is there not a marakama? If there's a marakama, then by definition there's a safik. Then the question is how you machriya the safik. Muchzik is out of me marakama, and that's the way you're going to be machriya the safek. As opposed to in the event that there is no marakama, that's when muchzik says that you don't even reckon a safek. That's a whole nother level of muchzik. That's something that we learn from where? Naskid Rababa. That is the one sole and only Makar. Again, it's a big avoid than the Rosh Shivas to understand where really you see it from Naskid Rababa. We spoke about Baruch Perez Mahalach. There's Andre Mahalachim as well. But the bottom line is that at the end of the day, these are the words of Tosfos. That Kedamrina Gabi Naskid Rababa and Rabbeinu Tam felt to say his teretz of Eichs and Shaini, this was something that he had to come on to. But now we're really going to come for a Sulker. You ready? Here's the punchline. So we started the Mavui of Chesk Sabbatim by saying that you see from the entire parak of Cheskes Habatim that muchzik by karka is fundamentally different than muchzik by mammon. When you have a safik mammon, two people are fighting over mammon. One person is the marakama and the other person is the muchzik. Who gets it? The muchzik gets it. Muchzik always comes before marakama. But when it comes to karka, you see not that way. You see that the marakama gets it over the muchzik. The only time the muchzik gets it is if he has a cheskas gimel shanim. What does cheskas gimel shanim do? Posh it. It's a cheskas umdina. A person wouldn't allow someone to be in his property for 3 years and not be moicha. Just like chazaka einam pereach chayv teichsmane and chazaka einam tereach besudu mafsido and chazaka einam the meyah spun of nebal chayv. Yesterday we spoke a raid from Reb Nachum who said that it could be once you're there for 3 years you become the muchzik. But the bottom line is for fashidina reasons in the rishonim and the achronim when it comes to karka. It's not who's physically in the karka that's viewed as being the muchzik, but it's the marakama that's viewed as being the muchzik. And this is literally Talmud Bavli 101. When it comes to metaltalin, muchzik is odif mi marakama, and when it comes to karka, marakama is odif mi muchzik. So here's the question. Every single cheskes habatim case starts the same way. Person goes over to his friend, Reuven goes over to Shimon, my boy is bahayara. What are you doing on my property? He tells him, it's true that this property was once yours. Aber, I bought it from you. I already have a cheskes gimel shanim. Now, if he can prove that he has a cheskes gimel shanim, he's going to get it. But if he can't prove that he has a cheskes gimel shanim, who's going to get it? It's the ma'arer, it's Reuven. It's the one that sent my boys by Yara is going to get it. Why? Because he's the marakama. Oh, this is where you see this Indian, that the marakama is other from the muchzik. What makes the marakama the marakama? Meaning, how do we know the marakama is the marakama? I think if you're a Rebbe in Masifta and you start learning Bava Basra, it's a good chance that one of you tell me that I'm going to ask you this question. What makes the marakama the marakama? How do you know he's the marakama? So, you could say, he has Edim. Okay, what do the Edim say? The Edim say that he bought this piece of property. Okay, and that person that he bought it from, you know for sure owned the piece of property? I mean, you traced it all the way back to Yeshua Benon. I mean, you know this for sure? It feels a little like a klutz kasha, right? It's just kedai to go through this exercise for a second. He has a shtar. He has a deed. You know, in today's day and age, in the 21st century, you don't own a piece of property without some documentation to prove that it's yours. The guy that says that, oh, mashallah, voisai, I'm not so sure he has a deed. What deed does he have? He yashened it from his father, he yashened it from his father, he yashened it from Kalev ben Yefuna. I don't know. Who said that he has a deed? Mechatesi, he has a deed. How do you know the marakama is a marakama? Ad kidei kach, the Chetush Arim asked this kasha, and the Chetush Arim said that you want to know why it's so poshut that the marakama is the marakama, because in every Bava Basra case, the nitva is always being maida. He says, I know it's yours. I know, but I bought it from you. And being that he's being maida, there's oidah spelled in that he's the marakama. But Makshim, Har Rosh Yeshiv is, that if that's the pshat, then why does the machzik not always have a migu that he could have said that you're not the marakama? And if he would have said you're not the marakama, so now there's no marakama, right? Why is it so posh? How does the marakama get established as being the marakama? So you know who talks about this? The Rashba. And it's in a tshuva. It's not a Rashba here in Cheskes Habatim. It's in Chelek Beis. It's Simen Kuf Pei Beis. The Beis Yosef brings it in Simen Kuf Mem Vav. V'zel l'shoyne shal ha-Rashba. You have to hear every word of the Rashba. Oid teidu, you should know. Shekol mi shemachzik b'karka. Any person that's machzik in karka. V'achrav hichzik b'y'achar. And then someone else comes, and he's machzik in the karka. Ubahar Rishoin, and the first guy comes, the Irolov, and he's Ma'ara Loy Mekarkozu Shalihi, Uma'ata Oysa Betoich Shali, Va'amaloy, and he told him back, Beshalav Oysai, he says, what do you mean? It's from Isaiah. In Havi Horishoin Aden, Shadar Hubay Afilu Yoy Mechel Kaidim Lazay Hashaini, if that first guy, the Ma'ara, brings Adam that he lived there one day before the other guy, or that his father died while he was living on that property, then he needs to bring Eidei Chazaka. And this Sheni, the Machzik, says the Rashba, can't tell the Ma'arer, Hava ata raya me'ayin hoyo lecha. Oy, hava raya shechzakta boi sholoi sholim. Ki harishoin lo'oyla muchzik. Because the first person is always the muchzik, at sheyavoy achar v'yavi raya shoyo shal avoysav, ki goin shemesu avoysav betoicha, oy sheyesh edem shoyo shal avoysav b'mechra, oy b'matona, oy b'yerush,
says the Rashba, you want to know how the Marakama becomes the Marakama? He has Adim that he lived there one day before this guy. One day makes you the Marakama. So Rav Shmuel Yankiv here in the beginning of Cheskes Habatim, he says, I understand what's going on over here. We're making such a big deal about you can't be a muchzik on karka. There's no such thing as muchzik on karka. For all the fashidin reasons that we said. And that's why you need Gimel Shanim, because Gimel Shanim gives you the umdana for sure that it's yours. Yet the Marakama, Zokter Ashba, became the Marakama. Why? Because he has Adam that he was there for 1 minute. He was there for an hour before this. This guy needs to be there for 3 years, and the Marakama needs to have a cup of coffee? Hanga ba'atzmecha. Atma. With 5 exclamation marks. What's Pashib Shat? What's the Havana? So Rav Shmuel Yankiv, I'll tell you what the Havana is. You know what the Havana is? The second guy is going up against the Marakama. The minute somebody's there for 5 minutes, so now already he has a claim. You also have a claim. His claim came before your claim. By definition, he's the Marakama. We know he was there before you. By definition, he's the Marakama. You're the Muchzik, he's the Marakama. When it comes to Karka, Marakama's Adif. But the first guy is not going up against a Marakama because there's no one claiming to him that I was there even before you. That's not the story. It's two guys fine, not three guys. There's two guys in this fight. And being that he's not going up against a Marakama, so that he's going to be a Muchzik. This raid that we're saying, there's no Muchzik Bekarka, doesn't mean in a vacuum that if you're in Karka, there's no Muchzikos. It means when you're going up against a Marakama, but Avifel, you're not going up against a Marakama, Avad, you could be a Muchzik Bekarka. Just like we said, you could be a Muchzik in Goydris when you're not going up against a Marakama. You could be a Muchzik in Karka when you're not going up against a Marakama. But what's the beer? What's the Svara? Zokrab Shmuyank, if you know what the Svara is, see Roborch Ber and Baba Basra, Simon Lamed Hey, see all the raid and Toysu. Because there's two types of muchzik. There's muchzik where there's a suffix zilbos of muchzik, and then there's muchzik that says that if I'm the muchzik, then there's no suffix over here. And because there's no suffix over here, so therefore, why should you even die that anything is going on? So if this that you don't go bus a muchzik by karka, that's when you're going connected to Marakama. When you're going connected to Marakama, that's when there's no muchzik. You know why? Because Marakama is other from muchzik. If there's a face off in Karka between Muchzik and Marakama, you go bust to the Muchzik, but you go bust to the Marakama. By Metalta, you go bust to the Muchzik. By Karka, you go bust to the Marakama. As opposed to if there is no Marakama, so then you're not danning mitzad the Muchzik that's Machriya Safik. Then you're danning mitzad the Muchzik that says, make it tasty, you should reckon a suffix. Just like if you're driving by a country road and you see a farm and you see goats draying zich, you don't say, I'm saying them chazaka and I'm not sure this really belongs to him, and memela, it's hefker, and I can go ahead and walk home with this goat. You can't do that. That's true when there's a marakama and there's a suffix. So you have to come on tachsuki in shebeganovi loy mechsekinon. Alzen nema agoydr saying lahem chazaka. But avad, if there's no suffix and there's no marakama, if the goat is in your yard, you own the goat. The same is true when it comes to karka. It's true when if you're muchzik and you're tofes in karka, that's not a raya that it's yours. But it's only not a raya that it's yours when there's a suffix whose it is. And there's a marakama that has a claim on it. So then already the fact that I'm in it is not a raya, because karkein and exeles, and by karkein you don't have the cheskes koma. So it's going to go to the marakam, it's not going to go to the muchzik. But if you see somebody living in a house and no one ever claimed that that house doesn't belong to him, avad, it's that person's house. That's why the rishon, the marakam, is okter yashba. If he has edim that he was there for yoim mechad, that's enough to make him the marakam. But the sheni, who's coming after somebody already lived there in yoim mechad, he would need to be there for 3 years. The rishon became the marakam al yedei his muchzikos. It's such fire if you think about it, because the whole yisoid of why the marakam comes before the muchzik is because marakam is better than muchzik. But how did the marakam become the marakam? By being the muchzik. That's how it happened. The marakama became the marakama by being the muchzik. But once he became the marakama, now already the muchzik can't be a muchzik. So think about it for 1 second. Right, Chesk Sabatim starts. He's the marakama. He was there for 2 years and 364 days, right? Hasata. 364 days. He missed that one day. And as a result, he's at, oh, he gets it. He's the marakama. You know, we just learned from this Rajba that marakama, lo and behold, he was there for 1 day. And this guy was here for 2 years and 364 days. And he got it. You know why he got it? Because of that 1 day that he was here. What? Yeah, because that 1 day was never contested. And because that 1 day was never contested, it's Bateir's Vada that it is. And that's enough to make him the marakama. And once he's the marakama, marakama's adif. The second guy is there for 2 years and 364 days. 23 hours. No, and that guy's been there for a long time, but that person's coming already after the marakama. And being that he's coming after the marakama, now there's a suffix. And when there's a suffix, the marakama is other from the muxik. The bottom line is, Amid Aleph was Naskid Rababa, Amid Beis was Ahu Arba. The juxtaposition between these two sugyas is Shoin Eimol. It's Taisvis on Lamed Aleph Amid Beis, which is also the Rosh in the beginning of Shnai Moichsim. And really, what's the takeaway of Naskid Rababa? So I don't know, I would have said, what's a naska is one of the takeaways. What is having mechuyev shfuish any yochel lishava? Halach is related to edecha. Yeah, it's all fine and well. But you know what the mavui to naska the rabab is? The mavui to naska the rabab is as from the sugya for naska the rabab, you see a tesefes knech in muchzig, a tesefes knech in understanding cheskes mamin, albeit when there's no marakama, which really goes to the core and the gut of understanding the mavui. The Cheskes HaBatim.